There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chris and Amy, final hour of the show, then the Gas House Gang at 12. And I lied. I am a big old fat liar.
Well, not surprising since you steal from Walmart.
No, I did not steal from Walmart. It wasn't me. It was your friend.
I think it was Matt's friend.
Oh, Matt's friend stole from Walmart. It wasn't me. But it's Nate Gatter with me today on the Gas House Gang, not Tom Ackerman. Nate, who's been calling NFL games, and he's their lead college football guy for Westwood One. He's got the Seahawks 49ers game, which is a huge game next week. Huge.
Nate, if you're listening, I just want to say congratulations.
He's really killing it.
They're doing great.
Also doing great is our next guest, Andrew Egger, who is with us every Monday, the White House correspondent for The Bulwark and co-author of the Morning Shots newsletter. And Andrew, as we've mentioned a million times, is also a St. Louisan, and he is with us on KMOX. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm great. Good to be with you.
Have you ever stolen anything from Walmart?
No, actually, I was racking my brains a little when you were saying it, but no, I've never stolen from Walmart or any similarly sized big box retailer.
That's what we figured. We did. You're not that kind of person.
You don't seem like someone who would burgle anybody.
Yeah, you got to watch out for people like me sometimes because you let your guard down. That's how they get you. But,
that's right.
But yes, I think that's true. You're safe around me.
We have a radio host down the hall who is a little too nice. She's suspiciously nice, and Ronj thinks that she has bodies in the
basement. Oh, Julie Tristan.
Yes.
I'm positive Julie Tristan has bodies buried in the house.
Yeah, because she's pretty nice.
Way too nice.
Yeah. Anyway. How are things?
I'm great. I'm working through the holidays, same as you. I'm in the same headspace you guys are in. You know, we're hanging on by our fingernails, and we're making the news, and we're making the radio happen.
Can I bring up a piece that you had in your newsletter for The Bulwark, titled "My Grandma and the Hot Stove"? But you talk about your grandma and your family, and there's some like MAGA Trump stuff going on, like with your grandma, and you found a post-it note on the fridge. I'll let you, since I did such a terrible job of setting the table, but I'll let you kind of explain people what the post-it note was and why it kicked off the inspiration for this part that you put in The Bulwark.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know how it is working over the holidays. You're seeing family. You're trying to produce content. Sometimes it becomes the same thing. Sometimes you have to do content about the family. This was a sort of a strange situation. We visited my grandparents over Christmas. They're lovely people. My grandma is a big Trump fan and has been for a number of years. And you know that's I've known that forever. That's been fine. But one thing that I was did not expect. Was that I bumped into, she had written herself a little note that she'd posted on the fridge, that she had given $10, she thought, to the Trump campaign in order to be eligible for a $2,000 tariff rebate. That was kind of like the pitch that she'd been given, and she'd given $10, and then she'd been told also that was going to be a $10 monthly recurring donation, which she didn't think she'd authorize, so that's why she'd written a note to herself to make sure they weren't going to, you know, keep yanking $10 out of her account. And I saw that. We talked a little bit about it. I kind of went through her phone a little bit, with her permission, and just was kind of flabbergasted by the quantity of just spammy, scammy, like lying political solicitations from a bunch of different Republican groups, and they all kind of purported to come from Donald Trump, but many of them did not. They had nothing to do with him or his campaign. They were different PACs. They were different, you know, congressmen or different PACs, you know, for different caucuses on the Hill. But they all had kind of this shared tone of a sort that Trump and his campaign really did pioneer, which is anything that gets a donation is kind of a good sell. So it's, you know, dear grandma, we've noticed that you haven't yet received your or decided to accept your Gold MAGA Patriot Award. That can't be right. Or dear grandma, you know, why are you opting out of receiving your $5,000 Trump dividend or your $2,000 tariff rebate? You know, click here now to make that happen. It's you know, thing after thing after thing like this. And what essentially happens, first of all, there is a sense in which this is a bipartisan problem, right? I mean, like, everybody in the sort of like political strategy land knows that, like, once a person gives money, that's the person you should be targeting with future solicitations, right? Because if they've given once, they're likelier to give again than somebody who's never given at all. So you do what you think is like the patriotic and sort of upstanding thing, and you give money to political candidates, and that kind of starts to get you on lists that then get passed around from group to group or sold from vendor to vendor and group to group for new and more and greater solicitations. It's never quite clear where these things are coming from. You know, it's listed on there, you know, the name of the pack or what have you, but you have to do a lot of running down to get that. There's a lot of, you know, scam packs out there that are really doing nothing but propping up the lifestyles of the people who run them. They're not really putting money into politics at all. But all that I've just said is sort of a bipartisan problem. The thing that the Trump White House, or the Trump campaign, I should say, has really pioneered, which has been adopted by basically all Republican groups at this point, is the kind of open scam, the suggesting that there are that President Trump himself is trying to get in touch with you and is worried that you haven't yet signed his Patriot list, or that he wants to have a dinner with you, or that there's a tariff check with your name on it that doesn't exist, that have never existed, that have at no point in time has there been any law passed to having anything to do with that. And if they did, would obviously not be incumbent at all upon giving to this random group or that random group or even the Trump campaign. You know, it would have nothing to do with that if they were to pass some sort of tariff rebate. But this is the style of fundraising that they have found is really effective for small donors, especially when it comes to, you know, targeting those older people who have given in the past. And there's really not a whole lot of solution for it. You know, I mean, I sat with my grandma and we unsubscribed to a whole bunch of these solicitations. You know, they all say stop to unsubscribe at the end, but they keep coming, right? Because her number is in the data sets that get sold around, and it's just kind of a mess without a solution. And like I said, partially a bipartisan problem, partially a thing that is sort of new here.
A couple of questions. First of all, was she signed up for a recurring donation, like every month was giving $10 and didn't realize it? Did that happen, first of all? And secondly, when she found out what was happening, how does that make her feel about what she donated to or the cause that she's donated to?
Yeah, so in her case, this whole thing was pretty fresh. She had made the donation on the 14th of this month, had realized right away that they had opted her into this, and you know, was now waiting around to see, you know, come next month whether more money is going to come out of her account. There have been a lot of stories, and again, this is part of the thing that goes both ways for Republicans and Democrats. A lot of stories of people, and particularly older people, who try to give money who do not realize that what they're signing up for is a recurring donation. It's pitched as a one-time thing, and then there's a little checkbox somewhere on the screen. It's probably pre-checked for you. You have to actively uncheck it.
Yeah.
To say, you know, make this a monthly recurring one. They are larded up with all kinds of additionally skeevy sorts of pitches. Like, I saw some when I was just going through my grandma's phone that was like, I mean, the one I couldn't believe was, man, you sure are getting a lot of political donation texts. You know, we really like to take our best patriots off of that list of people we send a lot of texts to. So, you know, leave this box checked to give us monthly and we'll stop bothering you so much, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh my gosh.
And again, that part of it, that particular thing with the pre-checked box, is sort of like a thing that both parties have dabbled in sort of viciously in that way with the real rise of online fundraising here in the last few cycles. As far as the way she felt about it was concerned, I mean, it was strange talking to her about it, because first of all, you know, I do this stuff professionally, and even I had to like kind of dig around a little bit to figure out who some of these groups were even connected to. I mean, for her, it's all just kind of a cipher and a maze, and it all says it comes from Trump, right? But that it could really be coming from anybody, and it all feels kind of scammy, but it's never quite obvious. Like maybe you are missing out on some money by doing this. Who knows? And so one of the effects that it has is it just kind of beats people down. Another effect that it has is it really kind of increases people's cynicism about the whole political system, that everybody's just kind of on the take and corrupt and trying to get a dishonest buck from you. And how could you blame people for feeling that way when they are bombarded with these sorts of things, you know, 24 hours a day on their own cell phone?
Yeah, it's so frustrating. And I do hate how this type of scam, or at least skeevy approaches to fundraising, whether it be political or other things, really do prey on older people. Mm-hmm. I know we talked to a reporter, I don't know if this was months ago, about older people that were losing their savings because they were, you know, getting scammed out of that money. Really, really interesting. Andrew, I did want to ask, I got this notification from like the Wall Street Journal on Christmas that Donald Trump announced that the U.S. had conducted strikes against ISIS targets in northwestern Nigeria. This was with the Nigerian president's knowledge, approval. What do we know about these strikes, the significance of them, and any repercussions?
Yeah, I mean, let me be clear. The first thing I should say about these strikes is that there's a lot of fog of war around all of this stuff. Different people have sort of different narratives about what exactly is going on. The basic building blocks of it are this. The president has gotten concerned based on things people are telling him here sort of domestically about the oppression of Christians in Nigeria, which of course has a large Muslim population and a large Christian population, and those two groups have been in tension for, you know, at various times over the country's history. Of course, there are religious persecution groups that say that Nigeria is kind of like the largest site of Christian persecution, I should say, in the world right now. That said, there's also a lot of sort of sectarian violence against Muslims there. There's a lot of kind of cross currents of just different political power groups, and there's sort of like a large sort of insurgency against the ruling government there. So it's a very chaotic, complicated place. The thing the president is basically saying is, we're going after ISIS who are hitting these Christian groups. There are experts on the ground who say it's a little more complicated than that. And you know, that's kind of just like a sort of pat narrative about it. But at the same time, the government of Nigeria has welcomed these strikes. They welcomed, you know, the president sending sort of material, U.S. material, for them to fight some of these insurgents as well. Of course, the other element of that is that even the government's arm is twisted a little bit with all of this, because Trump has been threatening the government of Nigeria to get this stuff under control, lest you know, the government start to have a bigger problem with the United States. So it's all a little bit foggy and a little bit messy, but those are the kind of basic lines of the thing here.
Any real takeaways for you from the meeting with the president and Volodymyr Zelensky?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same sort of stuff, right? I mean, we've seen a version of this, you know, repeatedly all year, where the president, obviously President Trump, his overwhelming priority in all this is like, can we just get this war wrapped up? Can you guys just come to some kind of agreement? I don't really care what it is, just agree on something. The worry from Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine and from a lot of European countries has been that will ultimately involve big time land concessions from Ukraine to Russia, that Russia will be permitted to keep some chunks of what it has taken by force, or perhaps even more than that. Perhaps Ukraine will be kind of strong armed into giving more force than Russia has even been able to take violently over the last few years. There does not seem to have been a massive shift in any of the lines here over the last few days. One of the weird things that continues to happen is that every time the president is supposed to meet with Zelensky, Vladimir Putin finds a way to get in there first, which we saw again yesterday. Trump and Zelensky were scheduled to meet, and then suddenly it transpired that Putin had called Trump up, you know, a couple hours before the meeting to kind of make sure his case for the way things ought to be was fresh in Trump's mind. And you see that play out in interesting ways, like Trump kind of saying off the cuff to Zelensky that Putin actually wants what's best for Ukraine, which is not really a fact that we have seen as Russia has sort of bombed Ukraine into a jelly over the last few years and taken a bunch of their territory by force. But it also does not appear that Putin is necessarily succeeding in what his ultimate aim is, which is just getting Trump on his side for all of these demands. So it's a little bit, we're still sort of in wait and see mode, but that's kind of where we are with that right now.
Andrew Egger, White House correspondent for The Bulwark and the Morning Shots newsletter, co-author of that, joins us every Monday. We appreciate you as always, man. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, guys. Always fun.
Andrew Egger, St. Louisan on the show. And he's here in town. He almost stopped by today, but he couldn't. But we are glad he joins us every Monday here on The Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is not a New Year's resolution. It's been something that I've been working on the past couple months. I set a time limit for my Instagram and Twitter, 15 minutes a day. And just trying to be on my phone less because I am super offended and discouraged by how much I am on social media. And it's for me, I don't even have TikTok. It's not TikTok. It's Instagram and Twitter. And it's just so negative. Well, another thing that you're supposed to do is actually remove your phone from your bedroom.
That's what some of the experts have told us.
Mm-hmm, I use my phone as an alarm, which is the biggest, most common excuse. Well, it's my alarm. Matt Pajeski here. Figured it out, got a separate alarm clock, keeps his phone in the other room. It's working well for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's the noise is so jarring that it just gets me up right out of bed. I'm jolted awake.
Yeah.
And it gets you up out of bed, you walk across the room to turn it off. There's no temptation to turn it off and then jump back into bed.
There isn't?
No, I know I will be late when I do that, and I don't want to be late, and I don't want to spend the rest of my morning rushing. It's like, I'm up. Let's go take a shower. I'm usually waking up cold in the winter anyways. Like, let's get a hot shower going and eat breakfast and just get this day over
with. There's the spirit.
You're cooking a breakfast, aren't you?
Don't you say that.
Like, you're getting out eggs.
Sometimes I'll make eggs and
bacon.
Like, yeah, ham. I won't do like bacon. I'll do eggs a lot.
The full complete breakfast that you see on TV and the ones that like the kids are always getting a full plate of breakfast served to them and they real quick they drink the orange juice and say gotta go.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
They leave the full plate of food. You do that, don't you?
No, I eat my whole plate.
Attaboy. Just really lapping it up.
Well, I need to get the phone out of the bedroom, so it sounds so salacious that way. I don't need to use it as my alarm. Because we have trained our brains quite literally to think that this little rectangle is the most important thing in our lives. And so we are wired now to look for it and pay attention to it. So I saw this list of things to do every morning for a better day because I am now no longer, I don't want to look at social media the very first thing in the morning. I don't want to still be in bed scrolling through Twitter. I hate that. I think it's awful. And that's what I have done. So one, I don't know that these are the routines that I need. I feel like, I don't know, these don't feel particularly unique. One is fuel up with a healthy breakfast. Breakfast really is the most important meal of the day, but it shouldn't be stressful. So you need a healthy breakfast.
Healthy breakfast.
Don't wake up right away to eat.
I don't feel like eating either when I first get up.
And sometimes I can't because I'm running and I'm not going to eat before I run. I look forward to coffee right away. The coffee is made.
I'm right there with you on that. But I just don't have that urge. Like, I need some food here. It takes me like a good hour or two before I'm ready for that.
So their second tip is revamp and revigorate with a new shower routine. Maybe use a scrub. I'm not joking.
What if now?
This is from Better Homes and Gardens.
Oh, Better Homes and Gardens. So let me pull up a chair. So what if I
you scrubbed every day?
Well,
you'd be excoriated after a while.
What if I just sleep in the bathtub?
Yes.
Have you done
alarm
that?
Goes off. There you are. You don't have to get up.
That's true.
Brush your teeth in the shower. Do all
Do
that
you brush
stuff.
Your teeth
no.
in the shower?
No. No, that's so gross.
There are weirdos. Drew Young, who is here on the other side of the glass, he does.
And he's a young person.
And the shower water's hot, so it just feels weird to put hot water.
You're not
water
supposed
in your
to drink from the hot water, like from like the hot faucet.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to heat up your water separately to drink it because, you know, it's just sitting there in the hot water heater. You're not supposed to drink water, hot water from the faucet.
Well, I mean, if you're using the hot water enough. There's not just old hot water sitting in there.
Here's another one. Boost your day with a twist to your morning coffee routine. Maybe add some superfood like coconut oil to your cup of coffee.
You ever had bulletproof coffee?
I think I don't. I know so all about the, it, but I don't think I ever did
there's
it.
A,
is it the butter? It's butter.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's and it's actually quite good.
Really?
I thought it was butter coffee. I thought it was going to be awful, but it's unsalted butter.
Okay.
So it's just kind of like a thicker cream, mm-hmm. right? And you blend it. Like you have to put it in a blender. And that's it goes
How
right
much?
In the coffee. And there's like some oil that you put in there, too.
Oh, yeah. So is it like 2 tablespoons of butter and a cup of coffee?
I forgot how much butter it actually is, but it's not bad.
Do you do it?
I have done it before.
Wow.
Yeah, it is not bad.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It got really big with like marathoners. All these like runners I followed a few years ago were doing it.
It tastes really good. I was stunned.
They also suggest stretching. Try a yoga routine for a stress-free day, even if you only have 10 minutes. And then also add apple cider vinegar to your morning routine because apple cider vinegar with lemon water is a natural probiotic.
I've
has
heard of
natural
that.
Detoxing properties. And I'm going to say right now, I do lemon water and apple cider vinegar every morning.
Cold?
I do it cold, yeah, because I put it in basil seeds, which are like chia seeds, so it's real goopy.
Skip breakfast and just go straight for the chia seeds.
I've had chia seeds in tea. It's really good.
It's like boba.
Yeah, they soften up.
They're not kind of gelatinous.
A texter says that Amy just made the comment, the water is just sitting in the water heater. What exactly do you think the cold water is doing in the pipes?
I think it's moving more. I think this is true.
They go on to say, I feel so bad for that hot water just sitting there doing nothing.
I don't know.
The cold water is having a freaking party.
Someone told me you're not supposed to turn on the hot tap and use that. You're supposed to make your own water because for some reason it's, I don't know, not as fresh. I don't know. It's just what they said. It's true, though. Please, someone text in and tell me this is true. You're not supposed to drink hot water from the tap.
And
everybody knows this.
And do not brush your teeth in the shower. It's disgusting.
It's so gross. Can you imagine the toothpaste goop coming out of your mouth?
Drew, yes or no, do you leave the toothbrush in the shower? No, you bring it into the shower and then take it back out when you're done. Okay.
But he does use the same bar of soap from the shower to wash his hands, though.
Do you? Oh.
Wait a minute. So what do you do with your toothbrush? You take it in the shower, you shower, and then you take the toothbrush out of the shower. Where's your toothbrush sitting in
while
the
you're
meantime?
Showering?
Whole rack.
A rack? Oh, you put it on the... Ew.
Oh.
That's where your soap and stuff is.
There's like a three-tier...
Well,
why does it sound like Drew is in a
Because he's
can
sitting
of
way
beans.
Oh, yeah. No, there's like a three-tier rack that we have in there.
Oh, well, things are going well
top,
for you.
Do you put on the top shelf?
Middle shelf.
Yeah, so that means whatever's on the top, like you're just draining down into your...
it's in the corner. Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't do that. That's disgusting. You need to rethink your routine.
Wait a minute. Is the toothpaste in the shower?
Well, you have to bring the toothpaste in there. But I have a beard. You got to think about that. When you brush your teeth, like all the toothpaste gets on your beard, it's easy to wash off.
Why don't you brush your teeth first, then get in the shower?
Like, are you foaming at the mouth while you brush your teeth?
Yeah, pretty much.
like he's got rabies. Why wouldn't you brush your teeth first, then get in the shower?
Saves time.
Okay.
Does it?
No.
I feel
it
like
doesn't.
Packing up my toothbrush and the paste to go into the shower seems more of a hassle.
He disagrees. All right. Chris and Amy on KMOX, the Gas House Gang, coming up at 12 o'clock. We'll talk sports then. Just heard this loud commotion in the studio. Like 2 minutes ago, I look over and Pajeski's on the floor.
I fell.
He fell in the chair.
And he's got
fell.
The world's tallest chair.
It was a long fall.
What was going on in this room?
I watched him fall for like 3 minutes.
I tried to block a shot from Amy. She's throwing some trash in the trash can. I blocked it and then I slipped out of my chair.
Guys, we're just a couple of days away from 2026. We've almost made it through an entire year without a serious injury. Could you just calm the hell down? What's wrong with you people?
Well, I'm not going to get hurt because I have bad news.
You do?
I had a previous engagement.
And you got to leave in a minute.
Yeah, I didn't think I would still be employed, you know, by this time.
You didn't think so?
So I was like, there's no way I'm still going to have a job by then.
Well,
no, I have to go somewhere, but I will, I'll be back tomorrow.
Just real quick before you do leave, Brian is watching us on YouTube and says, Amy, it is okay to drink hot water that passes through the hot water heater. Someone gave you bad advice.
No, it's not true. You're not going to die. Like, you can drink some of it, but you're not supposed to use that as your hot water and drink it. Because you got to park it there.
Did you hear this from a plumber?
Uh-huh.
No, you...
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. You're a liar.
Is your dad the plumber?
By the way...
You almost said a bad word.
I did. Okay, you're a blanking liar. I almost said it. You almost got me.
I probably heard it from someone and a plumber, too. I know I've talked to plumbers... Guys,
call Jerry Kelly.
You literally have 90 seconds.
Call Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing, and find out if it's okay to drink.
You're not.
Out of
it's
your...
like it's okay. It's not like you're going to get sick, but you're just not supposed to.
Yeah, I need Jerry Kelly to do us a kindness right now. Do an act of kindness and let us know if it's okay to drink the hot water out of your tap. I've never heard that ever. So that's the first time it's ever come up.
No,
to me.
You don't. But you don't do that. It says so. When you boil water for tea, do you pour water from the hot water tap or the cold water tap? The cold water. That's why you're boiling it. I never drink hot water from the tap.
So the reason, and I looked this up, and I a couple times have Googled use Gemini today, the artificial intelligence. It says no, you should never drink or cook with hot water from the tap. Because it can contain dissolved metals like lead, copper, zinc, and bacteria leached from your pipes and water heater.
You're welcome.
Which cold water doesn't pick up as easily. Always use cold water for drinking, cooking, and making baby formula. You know, I didn't see the word formula right away.
Making babies.
I was like, making babies? What do I need cold water for that?
I understand the handcuffs, but the cold water.
Cuff me.
Well, I feel validated, vindicated, all the good things. Thank you, gentlemen, very much.
And then it says to heat it on the stove or microwave, but use cold water instead.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right, you got to leave now.
I love you all very much.
You know what? If you leave, just don't come back. If you're going to leave me early, just get the hell out of here.
Okay.
Okay. There
don't
she
tempt
goes.
Me with a good time.
That's Amy Marks Kors. She will be back tomorrow. Don't worry. And don't freak out. She's fine. Everything is fine. And there she goes. Yeah. Yeah. 314-436-7900. And this message says, so just use that hot water to clean your dishes and hands. So I don't think that, okay, I don't think that it's a, if you're using soap, isn't that fine? It's got to be fine. Also, another message is here, tells us to leave Drew alone. And it says, this poor guy, let him do whatever he wants in the shower. You guys are nuts.
I think it's from Drew.
Is that from you? No, listen, it is absolutely disgusting to brush your teeth while you're in the shower. Do it for, man, you're not safe. How much time do you think you're actually saving? Be honest.
A solid 5 minutes.
You are not saving what? 5 minutes by brushing your teeth in the shower.
I mean, you gotta, wait, you're brushing your teeth for how long?
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes, and then...
Well, when you're brushing your teeth in the shower, you can't do anything else at the same time. How are you...
So I'm using charcoal toothpaste. You know about charcoal toothpaste?
It's messy, yeah.
Yeah, that's Kim Kardashian's thing.
Yeah, but like you get the black residue. I got a white sink.
Yeah.
So you got to clean that. Like if it gets anywhere, you got to clean that. So in the shower, spray it off. Save time.
But you do the same thing in the sink.
It's messy though in the sink.
But you're actively taking the shower. So like, you know, you're letting the soap.
I bet you are saving... At the absolute most, I bet you're saving 25 seconds. At the most.
I disagree, but they did say leave me alone about this, didn't they?
They did.
They did. Well, yeah. The texter did say leave me alone. I should read the number out loud and see if it's actually Drew's.
It's not. You can read it out loud.
No, yeah, by the way, you should know this, that if you do text into the show, we don't know who you are, but we do have your phone number. So be very careful what you text in. If you're texting threats, oh, we'll know it's you, and we're going to come after you. This message says, what a great game, Chris, last night. And, if you did watch the Bears game, Bears 49ers, they put on one of the great games of the year, and it was a whole lot of fun. And I'll reiterate this, and we've got the Gas House Gang coming up, and I'm sure we're going to talk about it. Nate Gatter, who's been calling football, both college and professional football. He's been calling some NFL games. He did for Westwood One, the Bears-Packers game from last week, which was a classic. Also, really great game. And Luther Burden, the third, has been just fantastic when he's gotten an opportunity. So it's really cool to see a Mizzou guy doing really well in the NFL. And it just, it looks like he's blossoming into a star. And I know you're going to say, well, it's just one game. He was really great. And that was by far his best game as a professional last night. But every time he's gotten an opportunity, and it's been a sort of a sporadic thing over, you know, the first 16 weeks of the season, he has delivered. Like, he'll get a couple of targets here and there, but he looks really good, man. So if you're one of those people who is a Mizzou fan and likes to follow the players who get drafted and see what they're up to, I would just watch him. Watch him, because he's going to be a big part of the Bears offense moving forward. It's been really a treat to see that. All right? And you should do that, too. It is the Chris and Amy Show. We do have the Gas House Gang coming up at 12 o'clock today. Nate, as I mentioned, is sitting in with me. We are going to talk to Bob Ramsey. He is the voice of the Billikens. This is the home of the Billikens.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all, and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is 104.1 FM, KMOX. Final few minutes of the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX. It is the final week of 2025. It's not even a full week of 2025. And then we'll be off to 2026. Actually, maybe we'll skip 2026, go right to 27. What do you think? But we appreciate you being with us today, and we'll be back at it tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And coming up next is the Gas House Gang. Nate Gatter is sitting in for Tom Ackerman and me, Chris Ranji, on that show. Real quick, before we move on to this next thing, this text message here, and you can always text the show at 314-436-7900, or if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, you can comment there. We see those comments. We might read some. And this one here says, do not use charcoal toothpaste. It will remove your enamel. I don't know if that's true or not. That is coming straight from the text line. So this person could know what they're talking about. They could be a dentist. They could be a nobody. They could be a plumber. They may be calling in from Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing, and no expertise in dentistry, and they could be lying to us. We don't know. But that's what this texter says, Drew. So you're in the shower brushing your teeth with your charcoal toothpaste. You should try something else. That's according to the text message. And last week, I know we did talk a little bit about the new stadium that is going to be built on the Kansas side of the border, where the Kansas City Chiefs are going to end up playing. And this, of course, is not going to happen for about another 5 or 6 years. So the Chiefs still do have some time to play in Kansas City, Missouri. And I suppose, you know, something could happen at the 11th hour where maybe, I don't know, something falls through in Kansas or Missouri has a last ditch effort. I know on the Missouri side, they are keeping that option open. They want to keep Arrowhead Stadium up and running and, you know, keep it in as good a shape as they can possibly do so that just in case the Chiefs have to stick around, they can. But I think it's pretty obvious this is going to go the way of the Chiefs leaving the state. Now, there were some people who were not happy, people who live in Missouri who were not happy with the state or happy with the city or happy with the county with the way things went, and allowed the Chiefs to make a deal with the state of Kansas and move their team. First of all, let's get this out of the way. This is not like the Rams leaving St. Louis. It just isn't. Because even if you do live in Missouri and you are a Chiefs fan, your team is still staying in the area. It's not like they're picking up and going to a different state. You know, like, well, I mean, they are, but not picking, they're not moving to a state that's 12 states away or 1,500 miles away. You'll still be able to see them. They will still have an attachment to your area. They will still be your team. It's good, right? Not that big of a deal. But if you are upset about them moving, Joe Pompliano, who's a really good sports business journalist, has done some digging on what this deal actually is. And I think that when this is all over, we're going to be able to look back on it and go, you know what? Maybe Missouri dodged a bullet here because the Chiefs are getting a ton of money from Kansas. They are getting what is the largest public subsidy ever for a sports stadium project in the United States. Now, it does stand to reason that any sports deal that happens from here on out, at some, they're going to keep going up. The money is going to keep going up. So the next deal is going to be the largest public subsidy, and then there's going to be a largest public subsidy after that. That's just the way things work. But the Chiefs are going to get $1.8 billion in public funding for a $3 billion stadium in Kansas. And the state's not going to get a whole lot of benefit from it. From what I can gather from Pompliano's reporting, it seems like the best thing they're getting is the state is getting one complimentary suite within the stadium per game. And the state has to cover all the food and beverages. So the Chiefs aren't even paying. They're getting this. They're getting $1.8 billion from the state to build the stadium. And they're not even getting free food and drinks. They got to pay for it themselves. So I think when this deal, as time goes on and it's really dissected and examined, and we have seen study after study after study over the years that show states or municipalities that give money, significant money to sports teams or completely publicly fund a new sports stadium, they very rarely see the economic benefit of that. Yeah, you're going to have some businesses that rely on it. Yes, there's going to be some short-term construction that needs to be done. So people are going to get jobs in that way. But over the course of 20 or 30 years, the economic benefit very rarely outweighs the cost in helping billionaires build a stadium. It just doesn't work the way it's usually promised to us. And then you'll have owners like the ownership group of City SC, the soccer team here in St. Louis. You know, we had the vote to give them some tax money to help fund their stadium, and the people of St. Louis voted it down. Well, what happened? We thought that was going to be our last chance at getting a soccer team in St. Louis, but this group stepped up and said, well, you know what? We'll take care of it. We'll build the stadium. So it can be done. It can be done that these ownership groups can fully fund their stadiums if they want to. But the more you look at this deal, this may not be the worst thing for Missouri that the Chiefs are going to go across the border to Kansas. And they clearly have been working on that deal for a very long time and have had the intent of moving across the border for a long time. I'm not sure there's much that could have been done to keep the Chiefs in Missouri, but you know what? It may not end up being all that bad for the state as it is. Hey, we appreciate you. Thank you for listening today to the show. Thank you to Sean Malone, KMOX reporter, talking to us about the sheriff. Matt Pauley on the show, Andrew Egger, Patrick Arnzen. We appreciate it, and we expect that you'll be back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Anything that you missed is on the Odyssey app. Go back and get it and listen to it if you know it's good for you. Coming up next, it is the Gas House Gang. Nate Gatter is sitting in with me, Chris Ranji. We are next on KMOX. This poor guy, let him do whatever he wants in the shower. You guys are nuts.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.